Joining us in studio, our good friend, Mr. Ed Sitter, back from Foundation for Life, talking about the Greater Toledo Right to Life legislative breakfast that's coming up, as well as some pressing issues we have here in the city of Toledo.
Always something going on. I'll tell you, we never rest.
Always something new.
A gentleman I was talking to the other day said being pro-life is being like a fireman. You know, it's kind of like sometimes you just have some really vol times, and then when the emergency calls, you're just all
out.
Five calls in one night.
Yeah. Putting out fires everywhere. Yeah. We will talk about the legislative briefing breakfast and your big fundraiser, right. But first, tell us about what's going on with the Toledo City Council, this ordinance that's before them, and first of all, explain what the ordinance is, what they're trying to do, and how you guys are responding, and how you need help in responding.
Yeah, definitely need help. We need your listeners to get engaged. First of all, the ordinance is something they tried in 2017. And it was basically tabled and ignored and never brought in to be voted upon. This ordinance, what it would do is it would create a floating, we call it a blockade zone, around an individual, an 8 feet perimeter. But the other side of this is that it also extends a 100-foot radius around the abortion facility. So imagine now you've got this floating blockade zone around an individual, which you can't approach. You can't encroach upon that 8 foot space unless they give you their consent. Now, if you're familiar with the abortion mill down at West Sylvania Avenue, it's a 4-lane street and there's a lot of noise, a lot of traffic noise. And so, as it is, to communicate because the way the parking is there, and I'm getting into a lot of detail. I'll get away from that. But it's virtually impossible to approach somebody without raising your voice. Now, imagine you're approaching a total stranger and you're having to raise your voice. It makes it impractical for you to enter into any kind of meaningful conversation or get their consent from a total stranger that's yelling at them.
Well, and the very idea that they would think that they can legislate the interaction between two free individuals on public property.
Yes.
I mean, that's just a basic infringement on First Amendment rights.
Yeah. Regrettably, the courts recently have allowed these buffer zones to exist in certain locales. But what's unique about this particular center is it's the way it's laid out. Right. It puts you beyond the public sidewalks. It puts you into the streets and beyond. Okay. So there's no way that this is unconstitutional, we believe.
Right. Yeah. So what can people do to address this and let City Council know, Toledo City Council know that we're opposed to this infringement upon our First Amendment rights?
Okay. First of all, they can pray. And that's really critical because unless their hearts and minds are changed on this, right now we probably don't have the votes in council to defeat this ordinance. But I believe in the power of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Secondly, communicate. Communicate with your elected representatives. Go to the Google Toledo City Council. A list of their emails is there, or you can go to our website, GTRTL, Greater Toledo Right to Life .org, and we have contact information. We have sample letters that you can write to your City Council members, and we also have talking points that you can formulate your own letter on. So that would be the second thing. And the third thing is there's going to be another public hearing, and this is virtual, so it makes it a lot easier for listeners to participate. And we really need some professional people. We really need clergy to step up and give their voices. You and I can make our thoughts known, but if there's any women that have been affected by this, if there's any women that were clients of the clinic there on West Sylvania Avenue, and they have a story about how they weren't counseled, how they weren't given their options. These are powerful testimonies. These are testimonies that cannot be refuted or dismissed. And we need attorneys. We need doctors. If they just call the office, 419-535-5800, let us know you're willing to help. We'll help navigate you through the process.
And you certainly have an army of other organizations that are standing with you on this issue.
Yes. In fact, there's a meeting today for clergy at First Alliance Church here in Toledo, organized by Citizens for what used to be Citizens for Community Value. I think it's a Christian
coalition,
something or other.
Yeah.
Virtue.
And
CCV.
Yeah, CCV, Citizens for Christian Virtue. That's what they changed the name to. Yeah. So when is this next hearing going to be taking?
We don't know.
Oh, it hasn't been scheduled.
It hasn't been scheduled.
Okay.
Yet.
So it's upcoming.
It's upcoming.
It'll get put on the schedule. Sometime.
And hopefully, that's the other thing we've been blindsided on a number of these things. Just pray, communicate, and engage.
And you guys have, if somebody's out there like, well, I wouldn't know what to say in an email, you guys have some talking points to kind of say, here's some things to address. Here's how you can shape the email.
Yeah. Our theme on this is free speech saves lives. And we're saying this because it's a reality. Over the last 6 years, 44 women that we know of, that we can account for, have changed their minds, gave life to their unborn child. Now, we know with every abortion, there's a shockwave of people that are impacted by that decision. So the woman makes a choice to choose life. She's spared the anguish. Her child is given life. And all the people in that sphere are saved that trauma.
And as always, if you're going to contact your city council person, be respectful, be Christ-like in your...
Yes.
Always be Christ-like and loving and respectful in your communication.
And I'm glad you made that point, because they have blown back on us at the last hearing saying that, we're threatening people, we're condemning them to hell and all of that. It's not our place. It's the Holy Spirit's place to convict them of sin, okay, and lead them to repentance. What you need to do is respectfully, positively, and strongly communicate your displeasure with this ordinance.
Yep. So that's coming up. And go to the website. Once again, give folks the website to go to get
Yes,
that
this is
stuff.
A different one, because this is Greater Toledo Right to Life. So it's GTRTL.org.
Okay. And the other thing, a couple other things coming up. Let's talk about the legislative briefing breakfast, because obviously legislation is important to see what's happening in Toledo.
Yes.
And we can find out not just what's happening in Toledo, but all around the state and all around the country. Legislative briefing breakfast.
Yeah, this is our 13th annual, and this is an event that I would strongly encourage your listeners to participate. Students, by the way, are free. So if you call or email us, we can reserve you a seat. We have 20 seats reserved for students, so please be sure to sign up if you'd like to attend. And many students can get a pass from their teachers to make this kind of a field trip. Anyway, the deadline for this is March 12th. Our keynote speaker this year is Derek Marin. We've invited actually the senatorial candidates that are running to replace Rob Portman. So that might be an additional treat. Last year we had the Supreme Court justices that were running for that office. It's a great event. It's a full breakfast. It's $30. That helps offset the events. This is, by the way, not a fundraiser for us. This is just a covering the cost type event.
And that's happening March 19th
at the Pinnacle.
Pinnacle in Maumee, 7 to 9 a.m.
Yes. And for those of you who have to get to work, we have been punctual. We'll get you out of there by 9.
Very good.
And, of course, all safety protocols per the governor's orders will be observed.
Yes, absolutely. The Pinnacle will observe those as well as we will. So face masks, social distancing, and the like.
And we are in the midst of 40 Days for Life. That's continuing on, started February 17th, continues on to March 28th. And what do you have going on with 40 Days for Life?
Well, again, it's important for people to pray. And if they've never been down to the clinic, this is a great opportunity to get with a friend, go down there 7 days a week. Tuesdays and Thursdays are the days that are open. So if you can make it on one of those days, that would be really great. Again, prayer and our presence are changing things. 44 lives saved through people going down there and just simply praying and communicating.
Yeah, we've been going down there. If you want to come down, I'll be down tomorrow. So I'd love to see you and see you down there.
Yeah. Encouraging people not to go alone.
Yeah.
I would just go with a friend.
And there are people there, and they're very friendly. And you'll see that all the things that are being said about how they behave is not true. Everybody's very friendly, very respectful. But it is powerful, and we've seen. In the few times I've gone, I've already seen, I know of at least one or two people who have chose life because of the interventions there.
And I really believe that the owners of the facility, as well as the sidewalk escorts, are impacted by those decisions. They're losing revenue. This is a cause for them that every woman must have an abortion. Not that they would have a choice, because that's really what we're offering women, is an informed choice. We're empowering women to make an informed choice. They say that they give people options, but we know for a fact that they don't. And if they do, it's only been done recently in advance of this ordinance.
Yeah.
And where do people need to go? And any recommendations on parking?
Foundation for Life, through a generous donation of one of our supporters, has actually purchased the lot across the street that had been for sale for 10 years. We own that lot, and there's parking there right across the street from the abortion mill. 1160 West Sylvania Avenue.
So that's happening. And, of course, every Tuesday and Thursday, I know there are people down there every Tuesday and Thursday when they're open, Tuesday mornings, Thursday evenings.
Oh, yeah. So. And that's the other thing, too. Now they're open on Thursday evenings, so people that can't make it during the day because they work, they're able to go in the evening time.
Yep. There.
And it's going to get lighter.
And warmer.
Yep.
It's going to be a beautiful day tomorrow.
Yeah, good day to be outside.
Yeah, good day to be outside. Always a good day to be praying.
I really appreciate you guys. I'm so used to talking about this stuff. I forget the details, like where the place is located, what time the event is. You guys help me remind me.
Well, let's remind people. First of all, legislative briefing breakfast. When, where, how?
It's Friday, March 19th at the Pinnacle in Maumee. Starts at 7 a.m., very prompt, and it'll be out by 9. And Derek Marin, is our state legislator from the Lucas County, Fulton County area, will be our keynote speaker.
To respond to city council, don't know a date yet, but do it now because they could be pretty sly in scheduling things, I'd imagine.
Yes, they are, regrettably.
And that website, Greater Toledo Right to Life website?
GTRTL.org.
And there you can find all the information, contact information for our city council people, and as well as guidance on how to craft an appropriate message to them.
And halfway through the 40 Days for Life, so still time to get involved.
Yeah.
Yep, and you just Google 40 Days for Life / Toledo, and you'll get all the information on that.
Somehow not a surprise they're trying to do this during the 40 Days of Life. Ed, thank you so much.
We
always appreciate your time. Appreciate all the hard work you do.
Thank you.